The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Patrick Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing today?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm doing good.
We have, for the second week in a row, Lori Rudalavich, Vice President and Senior Mortgage Lender with PS Mortgage.
Good morning, Jackie and Pat. How are you guys today?
Very good.
Great. How are you?
Good. Good. Very good.
Thanks for being with us the second week in a row.
Thank you for having me back.
We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been advising, assisting, and guiding clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
40 years you've been in business?
Over 40 years,
oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Well, not me personally.
Yeah,
my dad started
the business. Right. Okay. Not one of these fly-by-night guys. All right. During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners. Sometimes it's
very interesting.
Yes, it is.
Especially at 3 o'clock in the morning.
My friend from Brooklyn... This is when he was unemployed. He says, what are you, just coming back from getting lunch? Because he saw me on the camera coming through the parking lot. I was like, Bobby, you got to get a job.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And jruddy.com is mobile friendly. Okay, Lori Rudalavich, Vice President and Senior Mortgage Lender with PS Mortgage, which is a division of PS Bank. Would you please tell me a little bit about PS Mortgage and how long you've been providing mortgages to the Northeast PA?
Sure. We are PS Mortgage, located at 251 East Grove Street in Clark Summit. I have been a division of PS Bank since last April. Myself, I've been doing mortgages since the early 90s. It's pretty much the only thing I have done since I graduated from college. Last year, I joined with PS Bank, which is a bank that started in the early 1900s in Bradford and Sullivan County and have recently moved into the Wyoming and Lackawanna County footprints.
Wonderful. And you've been providing mortgages since the early 1990s. You've seen it all.
Seen all the ups and I've seen all the downs. We're able to provide pretty much every product that's out there for people that want to purchase houses, refinance, or build houses. And I think our topic today is another type of mortgage that we provide that not a lot of people have a lot of knowledge on, and sometimes the reverse mortgages get a bad rap. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about the reverse mortgages and how they can help people stay in their homes.
Okay, let's talk about the pros of reverse mortgages.
What is a reverse mortgage?
A reverse mortgage is exactly what it says, a reverse mortgage. If you went into a bank and you got a mortgage against your house, you have a loan and you make payments on that every month. A reverse mortgage is reserved for people over the age of 62, and you get a loan. However, you do not have to make payments on that loan. Those payments get added onto the principal balance. So a regular mortgage decreases over time. A reverse mortgage, your balance increases over time.
I'm going to get a check every month from the bank?
You can get a check from the bank every month. You can get a line of credit and write checks out as you want, or you can get a lump sum. There's three different ways that you could take the proceeds from a reverse mortgage.
I like it paid every month.
Some people do. It works within their budgets, and it works for a lot of people. Everybody thinks that they're going to lose their home if they have a reverse mortgage, and that is not the case at all. A reverse mortgage is yours to stay in that home until you pass away. Whether you're 120, whether you've outlived the equity in your house, it doesn't matter. You are not going to lose your home.
This is a reverse mortgage. People take advantage of a reverse mortgage when they own. They could still have a balance, correct, on a mortgage.
They can, and we refinance that into the reverse. So therefore, they don't have any payments on that loan anymore. So a lot of times when people retire, depending on the pensions and Social Security that they're getting, they just can't meet their bills and pay their bills monthly, but they have a lot of equity in their house. So it's a way for them to tap into their equity and be able to stay in their house as long as they're physically able to.
So why do you think that they have been getting such bad publicity?
For some reason, people think, they have in their minds that they're going to lose their home. They also think that it's predatory lending, and it's not. We sit down with customers, we go over the whole entire program for them, and then they have to take separate counseling, and they have to go to an agency and take counseling. And that counseling, the program and the product gets explained to them in depth, and they also do a competency reading to make sure that they feel that that senior is competent to make the decision of whether they want a reverse mortgage or not. It's a very popular program in most areas of the United States. For some reason, in Pennsylvania, it hasn't caught on as much, but it is picking up, and more and more people with living longer than they have in the past have chosen to use this reverse mortgage rather than sell their house and have to move into a smaller assisted living or something like that. It's just a way that they can stay into their house.
Okay, so there are some myths about reverse mortgages. The lender takes title to the home. Is that true or false?
That is false. The deed stays in the borrower's name. The title is the deed, so that stays in the borrower's name. What the bank does is places a mortgage against that, which is a lien. The same way if you're buying a house and taking out a mortgage, there's a lien against that property.
Okay. The loan can exceed the value of the property, sticking you or your heirs with a large bill when you eventually leave your home. True or false?
The loan can exceed the value of the house. So let's give an example here. The house is worth $100,000 and you outlive the value of that house. Maybe you took $70,000 out against that. So each month, rather than making a payment, that payment gets added on to that $70,000 balance. So at some point, depending on your life and how long you live, you can exceed the $100,000. However, you are not strapped with the house. Your heirs always have the opportunity to pay the bank off. However, if the liens are too high or they don't want the house, they can just give it back to the bank. The heirs are not legally obligated to anything. They have first option on the house, but they are not legally obligated to do anything.
Okay. How about you can't get a reverse mortgage if you currently have a conventional mortgage?
That's not true either. You do need to be 62 years old. We do not go in second position on a reverse mortgage. So if you do have a small loan, whether it's conventional, a home equity, any type of loan, we do refinance that into the reverse mortgage and pay that off so that we can become first lien holder.
Okay. How about a reverse mortgage can cause you to be evicted from your home?
Not true. You own your house, so you can't be evicted if you own your house. And again, it's the same way if you bought a house and have a mortgage, all the bank is a lien holder. We're not your landlord. We're not the owner of the house. It's still your house with a lien against it.
So you mentioned that many parts of the country have been very receptive to a reverse style mortgage. But here in Pennsylvania, not so. Is there any particular reason why?
Nobody's quite sure on the reason. I did recently get recertified, and in the class I was taking, it was an online class, and we were introducing ourselves, and I said where I was from, and the instructor of the class says, "We want your area." He said he didn't know what was going on in Pennsylvania, especially Northeast Pennsylvania, but that is the area that has the least amount of people utilizing a reverse mortgage. The theory that we kind of came up with is that people save their house as an inheritance for their children. So they don't want to put a lien against it because they feel that that takes away from money that they can leave their children. A lot of times people's home is their only asset, so they like to leave that to their children, which unfortunately most children would like to see their parents utilize the money and live a good life rather than suffering through and not have enough money so that they can be left a house after they pass away.
Well, there's a lot of people that own their home or have a lot of equity in their home that don't have children.
They do. And that product, to me, that's almost a no-brainer. If you own a house and you're over 62, you have no children, and you have nobody to leave this house to, why are you staying in a house with no lien against it when it's just going to... Where is it going to end up after you pass away? It's a perfect opportunity to live the life that you want to and retire the way that you want to and use the equity in that house.
And also, there's people that have many children, and there wouldn't be a lot to go around if they would.
You divided five ways, right?
There you go.
That's it. By the time you pay the inheritance tax and split it all up, it's not worth it. And a lot of times when these parents and elderly get into home situations, they can't afford the house, and the children are contributing money every month to help them live. So that gets rid of that. And as you said, when you're splitting things up four and five ways, there's not a lot of equity left anyway.
What about property taxes?
Property taxes are interesting. We do make sure that the homeowner can qualify to live in that house outside of having a mortgage payment. So we do look at their income. We make sure that they're able to pay their electric, pay their gas, and pay their real estate taxes and homeowner's insurance. If for some reason they're really strapped with money and cannot afford to pay their taxes, we can set up an escrow, again, for 10 or 15 years and set X amount of dollars aside that can be used for paying taxes and insurance on that property.
I could stay in my house with the reverse mortgage, get a little bit of money coming in, and you'd pay the taxes?
Well, you're paying the taxes out of your equity.
Yeah, but I mean, it would come from the reverse mortgage.
Yes, we don't want to do a reverse mortgage and have you not be able to meet your bills monthly anyway. So it's a whole needs basis project, and we look at the whole situation of the borrower to make sure that they can afford to live in the house outside of the mortgage.
No one can predict the future, obviously. So if someone 62 takes advantage of a reverse mortgage and lives to 87... You know, what if they fly through this money?
That is part of the needs-based assessment that we do anymore. And if you are in the younger age group, 62 possibly to 70, 75, you are going to have a life expectancy to 85 or 87, and we do not want you to blow through that money. So you're allowed a certain amount of money, and then that increases every year so that you don't run out of equity within your lifespan.
So there's some built-in protectors.
There's some built-in protectors, and that is new. The needs base is new. You know, a couple of years ago, a senior could take the money out right at the age of 62. It is now controlled a little bit more so that you can't use all your equity all at once. The equity is based on your zip code, the appreciation rate in that zip code, and the age at what you take it out. You're going to get your most money between 75 and 85. Taking the money out at 62, it's going to be a little bit slower of a process to get the money compared to if you wait until a little bit older of an age.
Got it. With us today talking about reverse mortgages is Lori Rudalavage, Vice President and Senior Mortgage Lender with PS Mortgage. May I have your contact info, please?
Yes, my phone number is 570-586-3122. I can be emailed at lrudalavage@psbanking.com. And if you happen to be on Facebook, you can like our page, PS Mortgage, where we're always posting tips about all different kinds of products of mortgages.
Thank you, Lori. Pat?
Yes, we have a fully remodeled three-bedroom, two-bath home at 620 Pear Street in Scranton for $114,000. Everything has been done on this beautiful home, including new sheetrock, new kitchen, and new baths. The home has hardwood floors, swirled ceilings, dimmer switches, soft-closed cabinetry, lighted closets, a tile foyer, his and her sinks in the bath, and much, much more. There is off-street parking, a large yard, a covered rear porch, and there's also rear access to the property from the alley. That's a remodeled three-bedroom, two-bath home at 620 Pear Street for only $114,000, and that's listed by Dan Taylor of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And this is according to PAR, Pennsylvania Association of Realtors, sales of new homes. Brand new homes.
Brand new.
brand new, saw an additional increase in the first quarter, and that's according to the National Association of Home Builders. So in January, new home sales were up 3.7%. In February, they were up 6.1%. Newly built single-family home sales increased 6.1% in February. The median sales price of new homes sold in February was $296,000, and that's down from $313,000 in January. But it's still close to 3% higher than last February's level, so that's a good sign. The increase in new home sales is consistent with the builders' growing confidence in the housing market. Builders are encouraged by heightened consumer activity and by the expectation that regulatory costs will decline in the year ahead. The uptick in mortgage interest rates is having a minimal effect on new home sales. Experts predict ongoing job creation, rising household formations, and affordable home prices should keep this market strong throughout 2017. And that's what we want to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the breakdown across the country. New home sales rose everywhere else but
Pennsylvania,
Northeast PA. We're down almost 22%. The rest of the country is up. Midwest is up 31%. West is up 7.5%. And the South is up 3.5%. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back.
Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate asks, what does your dream sound like?
Oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
We can take that wall out, extend this room.
No, honey. We're not knocking any walls down. Mommy, can we turn this into a basketball court? No, sweetie. It's a dining room. We're going to put a table in here and eat our meals.
My bedroom is huge.
Oh, you already have your bedroom picked out, huh?
This place is great.
I love it.
Whether you're searching for your family's new home or selling and moving on to the next exciting chapter in your life's journey, the award-winning professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate are here to help you realize your dream. Get in touch at jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Yes, and we're back. Learning lots of interesting things today.
Reverse mortgages. We talked about those in the first half of the show with Lori Rudlavich, Vice President and Senior Mortgage Lender with PS Mortgage. Hello.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, Pat.
Thanks for being here with us. I enjoyed our first half, the discussion we had regarding Reverse mortgages,
right?
And we're going to move on. I'd like to know, do you have any products for houses out there that are in need of repair? We call it Tender Loving Care, TLC, maybe some foreclosures. Do you have any products that would fit that style of home?
We do have products for that, and there are a lot of houses out there. We have people that are always looking, and they might find the house that they like, but they don't love it because it needs a little bit of tender loving care, like you said. We have a great product. It's called a rehab loan, and we can do that where you purchase this house and you give us a contract for what you want to have done to the house. We add the purchase price and the construction price together, and that becomes your acquisition cost. You're able to borrow money to do repairs to the house to make it the way that you want.
So this list has to come from a contractor.
It does have to be a contractor because we are basing your loan amount off of what the appraised value will be when it's done. So we have to assure ourselves as a bank that the work is really going to get done. So we do have to have a licensed contractor doing the work. It's not a, you know, a fix it or up yourself.
And on this list, are there things that cannot be on the list, like indoor spas, jacuzzis, or outdoor pools?
Technically, you can do any rehab to the property that you want as long as it increases the value. So a pool out back, a spa in the house is not going to increase the value of the house, although some cosmetic stuff does, such as countertops and flooring, stuff like that. But the program's really reserved to make the house structurally better and mechanically better.
So we're talking, cosmetic work and then updates in kitchen, baths, plumbing, heating.
Most people utilize it for heating and plumbing situations, updates in kitchens, new bathrooms. We can also do small additions to increase square footage to houses. Sometimes they will put a deck or something on if it's a house that doesn't have something that's structurally sound there.
Can the buyer use any contractor of their choosing, or do they have to use somebody that you, a list that you provide?
No, we have a running list. You can use any contractor that you want, but we do check them out. We make sure that they're licensed. We make sure that they have the right insurances, and we also make sure it's not their first job. So we'll look for a couple references to make sure that they know what they're doing.
Okay.
So I can't have Uncle Sal do the work?
Not unless Uncle Sal's a licensed contractor. Okay. You know, sometimes there are some contractors out there that are more than capable of doing the work, and we can't allow it. How they kind of get around that is they do have a licensed contractor that may be a friend or a coworker of theirs, and then that contractor can sub certain jobs back to them. So if you're an electrician and you get a contractor to do a contract for you, he can sub back out the electric work to you. Although the contractor is the one responsible to it, he can assign you to do certain parts of the job that you're qualified to do.
Well, like in the city of Scranton, you have to be.
City of Scranton's a different story. You do have to be licensed. You have to be approved through the city of Scranton to do the work.
But if the house is not in the city of Scranton, it's outside most times.
We could be a little more flexible outside of the city of Scranton.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
This program works both with, there's one program that's called an FHA 203K. The FHA 203K is the government program. This allows you to take your purchase price plus the cost of your construction, and you need to put 3.5% down. So you can make this house your own, and it's 3.5% down of both of those things added together. And again, it has to be a licensed contractor. If the project is less than $35,000, it's a little bit more lenient. If the project is over $35,000, we do have to hire a HUD consultant that oversees the project to make sure what they're doing really is valued at what it needs to be, both for labor and parts.
And now the house has to appraise at the price, the purchase price, plus the renovation cost.
Correct. We do a proposed appraisal based on what the house will be worth when the house is fully completed.
How long does closing one of these loans take?
They're a little bit more paperwork. We always say to allow 60 days. And again, the process for a borrower to get approved is pretty much the same, but we do ask for an extra 30, even 45 days to be added into these products because we are at the mercy of the contractor. A lot of times contractors like to build houses and fix houses. They don't like the paperwork, so it takes them a little bit longer to get their financials and insurance together. So that the product itself doesn't take a longer time. It's just because we're dealing with another party and we have to rely on them getting us stuff also.
When does all the work that's on this list have to be done?
For a rehab loan, we do allow 6 months. And we pay that out to the builder in stages depending on how much money they're borrowing and how intense the project is. We hold the money in an escrow account, and that gets paid out to the contractor as he does the work. We do give them some startup money to pay for supplies and lumber or whatever it is that they need. And then the rest of the money gets paid to the contractor after they've completed the certain stages of the job. We just don't hand them the money and say, hey, go fix the house. And again, we have to do that because we are counting on that property being worth a certain amount of money once all this work is done.
So who makes sure that this work is done?
We send the appraiser back out to make sure that the work is done.
They have to sign off.
They have to sign off on it. The borrower has to sign off on it. And I'll just give you an example. If they finish up a kitchen, the appraiser is going to go out and say, yep, kitchen cabinets are in, the countertops are in, the tiles in, we can pay them for the kitchen. The borrower also has to sign off on that because they're the ones checking to make sure that it was the right wood, it was the right color countertop, and it was the right tile that was put in. As the inspector, we just make sure the work is done. As the borrower, you make sure it was done according to the way you wanted it, color-wise and everything.
So then there's no...
no funny business.
After the fact.
No, because once the contractor gets paid, it's pretty hard to get them to come back and change something. So we like to make sure that everybody's satisfied with it before the contractor gets paid.
Okay. Isn't that the truth? Trying to get them to come back.
That's the truth, and that's how it's a little bit sometimes hard to
good.
Get the
like
paperwork.
I like the way you do it. Is you they do the work, and then they go back and they pay them. That's the correct way to do it.
Yeah. Do you ever find that these loans take a little, not the actual loan itself, but the work that's being done? Do you feel that sometimes goes beyond the 6 months?
Well, there's always surprises when you're doing a rehab, and we do build in an extra 10% in costs for anything. So if your contract's $30,000, we automatically build in another $3,000 to cover any overrides. And yes, there's always holdups
delays
with contractors. Them waiting for their paycheck does move things along a little quickly. As the borrower, you're making your regular mortgage payments anyway. So to you, you're making the payments and you're not living there. So a lot of times there's a lot of pressure on the contractor to get done in that time frame.
Like our kitchen floor, our tile was held up because apparently it was being shipped from somewhere and they were looking to see if it was in a drug shipment.
It's always something. Right?
But it was a long time.
Yeah, really. We ordered it. Oh, we don't know. And then they look into it, and then there's always a story.
Yes.
They might have made that story up just
they
so
could,
we
They
remember.
Could have. You're right. Yeah. But yeah. But
they
that's
forgot
what
to
we,
order it, but he's going to say the drug dog sniffed
it
out.
There you go. Right. So that wasn't.
We do have a similar situation right now where somebody did rehab their kitchen and they wanted a certain countertop. And the house is completed. And the countertop's not in. It's back ordered for whatever reason. So we held back just $4,000. And they were able to put some kind of plywood on the kitchen counter so that they were able to get their certificate of occupancy and move into the house so that the whole project was not held up for one countertop. So there's times where we take those disbursements and decide, well, this part of the project's only another $3,000 or $4,000. And we can hold that up. As long as they get their certificate of occupancy, they can move in.
Okay, good stuff. Now, do you do land loans and new construction?
Yes, for those people that cannot find a house to buy and they cannot find a house to rehab, we do construction loans. And as you had mentioned before, construction is on the uptick right now. Construction loans have been low for the last couple of years, and they are picking up right now. We do land loans where you could purchase your land and build all at the same time. Some people like to buy their land and pay on it for a couple of years and then start building once they've paid it off.
Yeah, we had a situation like that a couple of years ago. We had somebody they were buying land and they couldn't find any. There was only one bank and this person looked high and low to get a land loan and there was only one. I'm glad to hear that there's someone else because they're not even doing it anymore.
It's usually a package.
Yes, no, we're doing land loans now. We offer them on 5, 10, or 15 years, and we have special packages if you want to buy land and start building in a couple years. We can do that in a different type of loan. And if you're going to buy the land and build, we do that all in one construction loan.
Nice. Okay, so.
Yeah, I couldn't find anybody.
No, you do it all.
We do it all. Construction loans. If you're thinking of building, some things that you always want to watch out for is we do lock our rate in up front. A lot of banks do what's called a two close, and you're at rate risk at the end of the project. You're going to get locked in at what the rate is at the end of the project, which could be 6 or 9 months down the road. Very volatile rates right now going up and down. So good thing with our construction loans is we do lock the rate in up front.
That is good.
That is good because every day it's a challenge to figure out whether they're going up or down. Very volatile right now.
Yeah, we don't know. Who's to say?
Can't tell.
All right. Lori Rulavage, Vice President and Senior Mortgage Lender with PS Mortgage, a division of PS Bank. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
I can be reached at 570-586-3122. PS Mortgage is located at 251 East Grove Street in Clark Summit, Pennsylvania. If you follow people on Facebook or Twitter, we are on Facebook, PS Mortgage. You can like our page where we're always posting tips for home buyers and homeowners. And you can reach me on my email, which is lrudalavage@psbanking.com.
Thank you, Lori. We had 2 weeks of excellent discussion with you. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
You're welcome, Pat.
Yes, we have a two-bedroom home on over 2 acres of land at 575 Creamton Drive in Pleasant Mount for only $85,000. This is perfect for the outdoor enthusiast, and it is close to state game lands and lakes. The rails to trails are literally in the backyard, and the property is only 20 minutes from Carbondale. So if you're looking to get away to the country, check out this two-bedroom home on over 2 acres of land at 575 Creampton Drive in Pleasant Mount for only $85,000. And that's listed by Amanda Rudis of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And remember, you can always call us at 570-344-6724 or visit jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, to check out our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows. And remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.